The management of Ghana Cocoa Board is threatening to cut supply of beans to some cocoa processing companies for not meeting their payment obligations. The Director of Public Affairs, Noah Amenya, told Radio Ghana, Cocoa Board is arranging for settlements by the companies involved, adding that failure to comply will result in cutting supplies to the affected companies.
Actually, in the arrangement or the policy to encourage local processing companies to be able to add value to our cocoa, Cocoa Board signs the bean supply agreement with them so that we can ensure that they get adequate supply of beans to be able to keep their machines running. In doing that, there is a discount of 20% given them on the large crop cocoa, which will further help them to be able to do their processing add value. By the agreement, they are supposed to get the beans and then they also pay on account so that Cocoa Board will also get the payments to continue its operation. At the beginning of 2014, these companies had owned Cocoa Board $210 million. So Cocoa Board new management put in place a system to collect the money. Some of them were able to pay their money, but the five companies that the report has mentioned are still owing Cocoa Board. These companies include Wamco, which owes about $49 million, CPC about $46 million, Port Enterprise $26 million, Afrotropic $6 million, and Rare Products $2 million. And this is quite a huge amount, and if you put it together, we are talking about $131 million. And so Cocoa Board had asked all the companies taking beans from it to proceed with a bank guarantee before the beans are given. Meanwhile, the companies are supposed to be paying an account so that we reestablish the relationship and give them beans to process. And we think that we should bring this out as a way of asking them to make good their payments to allow the board to have a smooth ride.
Now, how bad is this situation by way of its impact on operations of Cocoa Board?
Definitely, Cocoa Board undertaking a number of activities in the cocoa sector, which includes cocoa roads, supply of free fertilizer to farmers, chemicals for pest and disease control, and other activities, scholarships, all those interventions. So if we have such an amount to lock up somewhere, it means that we cannot do to the extent that we want to do. And so we need to collect this money to put back into operation and be able to continue, for instance, producing our 50 million to be distributed free to farmers. So actually, the debt that has not been paid has some effect on operations of the board.
Mr. Amenya touched on the impact of the indebtedness of these companies on the operations of the board.
The chemicals, the fertilizer, for instance, which you are specific on, is sent through our Cocoa Health and Extension Division to the various districts. The farmers are registered, their farm sizes are known, and so the quantity of fertilizer that they require is also calculated and known. And these farmers are called when the fertilizer gets to the district so they can take the quantities that they require. When they do that, they are supposed to apply it on the field. In some instances, the extension officers teach them how to do it, so that is what they do. Of late, what we realize is that as the fertilizer goes to farmers, some people are even able to go to the farmers and buy the fertilizer back. Because it is free, they are able to buy it at a certain lower rate, and then they try to move it out of the district. And because we have put in place a very sophisticated security system, any time that these things are done, it is seen. And that is why we are registering a number of arrests from the various districts, including the two policemen who wanted to escort the produce 390 bags out from Sankore area.
Is there a distinct mark that differentiates what is being distributed freely from what is available in the market?
So normally, chemicals, fertilizers that are produced for Cocoa Board for its activities is clearly marked as produced for Cocoa Board, not for sale. So when these people take these fertilizers, I don't know what they do to it. They may be able to sell it like that to other people who want it, because we have seen some chemicals and fertilizer finding its way across the border into other neighboring countries marked Cocoa Board, not for sale. And so it means that people also, because it's coming from Cocoa Board into those localities, they know that it is a good product that had been approved by the board. And so it's even sold at a higher price to those countries, some as far as to Cameroon, Nigeria, and the rest.